Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast with Mark Eastman. Today's solution, how to build a well-balanced life.
If you're in the construction business, I'll bet you've asked yourself, how can running a business be this hard? There's never enough time to get everything done. I'm barely making minimum wage. I could work less and make more if I were flipping burgers. It sucks that nobody told you the business side of construction would be like this. I'm Mark Eastman, and as a professional builder and general contractor for over 40 years, I've felt that pain. That's why, as the owner of Timber Creek Construction, I developed systems to make the business side of construction easier. Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast, where we'll discuss construction problems and solutions. Now, here's my friend Nick Natarella with this week's solution.
How to build a well-balanced life. Like everything else, it's a choice. Last week, we discussed being busy. It's easy to find ourselves with too much to do. There are just so many important and fun things that need done, and this leads to burnout. It's all too common for people to get burned out. I've seen this happen a lot over the years. One place this happens as much as any is in the church. There's no work any more important than that. When we have a desire to help, it can take over our lives, and burnout is the result. I know this because I've been there. This is why it's important to build a well-balanced life. Finding and maintaining the balance in everything is one of my core values. Finding and maintaining balance is what keeps a busy life from crashing. Balance in life is more than just two things. It's not like a set of scales with one thing on each side. Life is full of a whole lot of things. Life balance also doesn't mean an equal amount of time and energy spent on each of the things. I see balance as a large platform centered on top of a small point. Without anything on the platform, it's level. When one thing is placed on top of the platform near the center, things go pretty well, and it stays relatively level. As more things are put on the platform and things begin to be crowded out from the center, it starts to get heavier at different areas. This causes the platform to lean. If one heavy thing or too many things are moved too far from the center, the platform will tip far enough that things will fall off. Keeping things on the platform is all about weight and location. Our lives are like this platform. God has balanced our platform perfectly on this point and given us the responsibility of keeping it there. The difficult part of this obligation is the number of things we get to choose to put on our platform. The choices are endless. There is spiritual, family, work, friends, fun, community, etc. Each of these areas are full of an endless number of specific things that we can put on our platform. Some things carry more weight than others. As we go through life, the things we have on our platform will and should change. If you want to build a well-balanced life, then you need to do something. A well-balanced life doesn't just happen. Here's an acronym to help you build a well-balanced life. B is being aware. A well-balanced life starts with being aware of the problems that come from being out of balance and that it's even possible. U is understand. It is the mental grasp or comprehending of something. It is the knowledge about a situation, how something works, or what it means. You need to understand what balance is and what it takes to get it. I is intentional action. This is the most important. If you don't do something, nothing will change. This is where most people get hung up. To this point, everything sounds great. Intentional action requires action. L is learn. This is the step that will take the longest. Construction of buildings isn't instantaneous. You don't show up on the job site your first day knowing everything about building. You come back the second day and learn more, and the third and the fourth, and years later you have learned how to build. And you will continue learning for the rest of your life. D is delivery of the dream. This is where all the hard work pays off. It's where you can still be very busy, but your life is balanced. You are in control of the things you say yes to and the ones you say no to. It feels really good to be in control of your life and your business. Building a well-balanced life includes a well-balanced business. To help with this, we have some business building tools, systems, and services that can help. If you have questions about getting your business balanced, you can schedule a free 30-minute consultation by clicking on the link below in the description.
Thanks for listening to the Solution Building Podcast. If you'd like more information on business systems and coaching that can help you be more successful, check out the blog archives at solutionbuilding.net. While you're there, download a free copy of the 7 bid mistakes that cost contractors a fortune and how to avoid them. It'll show you how to save time, be more profitable, and have satisfied customers. At Solution Building, we find solutions and build dreams through coaching, consulting, and constructing. This is Mark Eastman, and thanks for taking the time to listen to me thinking out loud.